documents because she, you know, had some immigration paperwork that she was getting her driver's license, and that didn't happen. And then they said, oh, and the person is supposed to, you know, they get a printout of their information. They're supposed to review it. She should have flagged it. It's like, no, that's not how this works, guys. No one is reviewing that paper to check on their voting status. They're reviewing it to make sure their address is right so they can get out of the DMV. And it's just, it's a system that's prone to errors. You know what an analogy is? It's like, it'd be like going to the bank and they say, you know, here's your safety deposit box. Now, we leave the door open for 2 hours a day, but, you know, no one ever knows what 2 hours it'll be, and no one ever will ever check if something's been stolen, so you can trust the system because no one finds out that something's gone wrong. It's like, no, that's not an election security strategy. You know, that willful ignorance is not the way that we ensure we have secure elections.
And any way to find out if Helena is leans Democrat or leans Republican? I know she's a Canadian citizen, but I don't know what the equivalent is in Canada.
You know, when I talked to her, she said she actually was more of a Democrat. You know, she kind of was more of a social safety net person. But she, you know, she said that she wasn't really a Trump person, but, you know, she noted that Trump was the one talking about fraud, and, you know, and what she experienced convinced her that, well, fraud is certainly possible.
My question is, how many mistakes have been made? And I'm assuming the people at the DMV, they don't have a good answer for that, do they? How many similar mistakes like that have been made?
I don't think. You know, when they did the after the 2020 election, the DMV turned over records showing people who had gotten a driver's license or identification card with immigration paperwork, and 4,000 of those people voted in the election. And the Secretary of State's office said, well, they could have become U.S. citizens in between time, so we're not going to look into it. And it's like, yes, that's true. I'm sure some of those people did become U.S. citizens, but the reason you look into it is to find out which ones became U.S. citizens and which ones didn't.
It would only make sense. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, down the road. Coming up, we're going to talk about a lot. Oh, don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Dean Heller will join us. Why is he running for governor, and what are his chances of winning the Republican nomination? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up top of the hour. More with Victor Jakes coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, the KMZQ traffic cams are up and running right now at 3:30, and I do see a couple of crashes right now working. Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. That is affecting the right lane and shoulder, so watch for that. Got another crash on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie. That's there on the right shoulder. You're stacked up a little bit behind that. Very slow as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl as that bridge work continues well into next year. So expect some delays there. 515 east at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Eastern. And some moderate flows there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. And 215 westbound, that's at Valley Verde.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders pick up a win to go to 2-0. They knock off the Steelers by a 26-17 score. The Raiders are 2-0, and they are led by Derek Carr, who goes 28 of 37 for 382 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. His favorite target was Henry Ruggs, who had five receptions for 113 yards. Raiders get back at this Sunday when they are going to play host to Miami. UNLV football trying to bounce back after their tough one on Saturday. They end up losing at home to Iowa State by a 48-3 score, and now they are going to play on Friday night. They have their Mountain West opener against Fresno State. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
This week at Macy's, we're setting our sights on fall with big savings on the season's hottest trends. Check out bold new color palettes and tonal pieces from Ink, Calvin Klein, and more. Fresh looks for him from Sun and Stone, Bar 3, and more. And update your space with bath and bedding from Oak, mindfully made and created for Macy's. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Learn more at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Victor Jakes joining us, staying over for an extra segment. The three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And right now there are some 12,500 migrants staying under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, in the midst of the Texas heat. And a lot of people are asking, when is this thing going to go away? What do you make of what we have seen? I mean, some horrific pictures of folks just camped out, taking baths in the Rio Grande River under that bridge. What do you make of that?
Well, this is what a failed immigration policy looks like. Failed border security. It's understandable, of course, that people would want to come to the United States. I understand that. I think, most of us, if we were living in another country that, would have had poor economic prospects, would want to do the same. But you can't have a country where people just come across the borders as they wish. And one of the great successes of the Trump administration was he disincentivized people from trying to immigrate illegally, or to claim asylum when they didn't actually have an asylum claim. And Biden basically took the opposite approach. He, de facto threw the borders open. And guess what? People responded because the United States is an incredible country and they want to come and live here. And then that leads to crises like you're seeing at the border there in Del Rio, where there's just not space to put 12,000, 14,000 people. And so they're living in a shanty town under a bridge. And it's a disaster.
Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, was down in Del Rio today and didn't really have an answer for this. My question is there anything the government can do? We've got the courts ruling on the Remain in Mexico, favoring the Trump policy. Is there anything the government can do to fix this, like a quick fix?
Yeah, the quick fix is, well, I don't know how quick it is because you got to reverse the messaging, but the fix is to basically go back to the Trump administration and you say, look, if you come here illegally, you're not getting it. And if you've got an asylum claim, you will stay in Mexico while that claim is evaluated. And what that does is it tells the people who don't have a valid asylum claim, there's no reason for me to come because I'm just going to be in Mexico and then they're going to reject my asylum claim. And so the problem with you know, one of the challenges with the immigration debate is the severity of the problem is influenced by the rhetoric. And so when you've got the Biden administration saying by their actions, come on in, the border's open, well, guess what? A lot more people are going to want to come on in. And so the government's got to reverse course and say, look, no, I mean, the border closed means the border is closed. Start rebuilding the wall. It's only for symbolic purposes. The, you know, start reaching agreements with countries in Central America about, you know, keeping people there who are, you know, fleeing from different, from closer by countries. Obviously, the Remain in Mexico policy is good. The Biden administration actually today is sending some of those folks at Del Rio back to Haiti. That's the kind of stuff you've got to do to keep people from overwhelming the border.
But will it change the behavior of folks who look at the U.S. open borders and it's almost like an ollie ollie all in free, that it doesn't seem to matter what we say, it's what we do as a government, and what we're saying is, come on in, y'all come.
Yeah, that's exactly right, is that, you know, people, you know, the people who are trying to get here are intelligent people, right? They're well, the official may say something, but if they're not backing it up with their actions, what do I care what they say? I'm just going to come and take my chances, because getting in the United States of America is an incredible thing. And so you've got to back it up with actions. And the Biden administration largely has been unwilling to do that. And it's done just what you said. It's just basically created an incentive for people to try and come here. And get in and just basically try their luck, and why not?
Let me ask you, we had a great weekend, the iHeart Music Festival, Life is Beautiful. Does it tell you that we're coming back?
Yeah, I think so. I think things are getting more back to normal. You know, you're starting to see some conventions. I mean, some conventions are still unfortunately deciding to go virtual, but you're seeing more people back. You're seeing, you know, some of these bigger shows come back. I think you're seeing people feel more comfortable about travel. There was news today that there's going to be fewer restrictions on people coming here internationally if they're vaccinated, and that's obviously going to be really good, because, you know, that international piece is a huge component for Las Vegas, and so hopefully international travel is able to ramp up fully soon.
I'll tell you what, I hope it happens sooner rather than later, because I was looking at something from the Culinary Union, and they're saying that only 65% of their union members are back on the job, that 35% are still out and don't have jobs. That's a little scary, because the Culinary Union represents, what, some 70,000 folks down on the Strip, and yet they're saying we're not all back at work yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's significant concerns. Nevada's got the highest unemployment rate in the country, and has for, you know, either been the top or right near the top for basically throughout the entire pandemic. That's a big deal. I mean, you look at some of the changes that automation may happen down on the Strip. I mean, that's a big deal, and Nevada is certainly not out of the economic woods yet, and it's going to, you know, and take a return to, you know, people feeling comfortable traveling to get everything back to normal.
And by the way, for the record, September 24th, Friday, the Culinary Union will host a We Will Come Back Stronger march on the Las Vegas Strip. It's not a protest. It's not directed at any Strip property. It's just a march, and that's all it is. I don't know what they're trying to march for, other than getting that other 35,000 or the 35%, 21,000 workers that are still out of work. But maybe that's what it'll take. Maybe it'll take a march and all those people will get back to work. I have my doubts. Hey, Victor, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. And we will talk again next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. He is good. He is great. He is Victor Jakes, Las Vegas Review-Journal, three-time-a-week columnist. Always good to have him on Monday. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, we're still wrestling with whether there should be a booster or there should not be a booster. Now Pfizer is saying that it's got a shot that would be okay for 5 to 11-year-old kids. And I don't know how many of you are willing to do that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, you're knocking it out of the park today. And you only made it to first base. That's because I'm going to hold you to higher standards.
There you go.
Uh,
As you always do.
We've only been together, 12, 13 years?
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime.
The never-Trumper is actually going to call and talk to you now.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'll be listening. He's got a great smile, Kevin. That's all I got to say.
Ain't that the truth?
Mr. Heller's got a great smile.
Did you see his video?
I'm sorry, Kevin.
Did you see his video?
No, I did not.
You got to check out his video.
Kevin. By the way, what I see between the sheriff, I have my thoughts, but I'm going to hold those thoughts. I don't think he's a conservative Republican. And now Heller comes in. I think this is a tactic to beat Lee, who is our guy. That is our guy. I've spoken my piece. Get back to your show. You're knocking it out of the park. And don't quit on us, Kevin.
I won't.
Quit now, baby.
You know I won't. You know I won't. There you go. That's Frank. Right. Thank you, Frank. That's Frank. I just love that. We were talking about this whole thing about the vaccine and now a booster. I find it fascinating. In fact, Dr. Francis Collins was on one of the Sunday shows. In fact, let's go to cut three. This is the director of NIH, National Institutes of Health. And this is cut three, expects the need for a booster for all of us eventually. Listen to this.
Dr. Collins, is the advisory panel right? Do you now agree with them on this limited booster program over what the president was proposing last month, the general population getting boosters, which he said was based on advice from his medical experts, including you?
You know, Chris, I think there's less difference between where we were in the middle of August and what the advisory committee said this past Friday. They did encourage and vote for the administration of boosters to people over 65 and those at high risk of exposure. Those are the people who would be most likely to reach that 8-month period, because that's how we prioritized initial immunizations back in January. So I don't think there's huge differences here. I think the big news is that they actually did approve the initiation of boosters. And remember, they're taking a snapshot of right now. We're going to see what happens in the coming weeks. It would surprise me if it does not become clear over the next few weeks that administration of boosters may need to be enlarged. Based upon the data that we've already seen, both in the U.S. and in Israel, it's clear the waning of the effectiveness of those vaccines is a reality, and we need to respond to it. But they looked at where we were on Friday and said, here's where the data is convincing to start now, and we'll see what CDC says later this week.
But just to be clear, what you're saying is you still think, and I understand the people further down the list, younger people, healthier people, didn't get their vaccines as early in the process, you still think that we're going to need a booster program for everyone.
I'm not sure about absolutely everyone. We'll have to see what they say ultimately about the youngest individuals because of concerns about benefits and risks. But I will be surprised if boosters are not recommended for people under 65 going forward in the next few weeks. But we'll wait and see. You know, Chris, what you're seeing here is science playing out in a very transparent way. This is the way it ought to be. I'm a little troubled that people are complaining that the process isn't working for them. The process is to look at the data, have the experts consider it, and then make their best judgment at that point, recognizing that the judgments may change. If people want an absolutely authoritative statement about here's the right answer, well, that's not what our country is all about. Move to China. You'll get it there.
I love that. Move to China. You'll get it there. It's true. Dr. Francis Collins, the director of NIH, the National Institutes of Health, on Fox News Sunday, which I found fascinating stuff. A little bit later on in the program, I'll let you hear from Dr. Fauci. Because he made the rounds of at least one show. He was on Meet the Press that I saw. And, will Biden impose vaccine mandates to fly? We'll find out about that coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. One more time slowly, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Ever tried to get through airport security without an ID? Good luck with that, right? Ever filled out your tax return and handed it to a stranger who knocks on your door promising to deliver it to the IRS? Yeah, probably not. But that's exactly what Steve Sisolak has done with our elections by refusing to ask for an ID to vote and signing a law that allows campaign workers to show up at your door and take your ballot. It's called harvesting, and it was a felony until Sisolak changed the law. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, as our next governor, will fight to change all that and to enact laws that make it impossible to steal an election. Sheriff Lombardo spent 30 years defending our rights and keeping us safe. He's exactly the conservative leader we need to shake things up in Carson City. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want you to hear Dr. Fauci. He was on with Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press. Will the president impose vaccine mandates just to fly within the United States? Listen to this. Cut five.
The team has a lot of things on the table. Nothing has been taken off the table. That decision has not been made. You know, the president made the decision when it comes to flying. If a person does not want to wear a mask or doesn't wear a mask, they double the fining on that. We have not yet gotten to the point of requiring vaccinations on domestic flights. But everything is on the table. We consider these things literally on a daily basis.
So, all right. But does that mean it's something that could happen, or is it really just based on how long this fourth surge lasts?
Well, I think obviously the degree of dynamics of infection influences a lot of decision. So suffice it to say, it's still on the table right now.
Which tells me nothing. I mean, I'm sorry, but it doesn't. It doesn't tell me a thing. By the way, isn't it great? Isn't it phenomenal that we've got an NFL team that is 2-0 on the season? That is incredible. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I would never have thought I'd be living in a community with an NFL team that is unbeaten after two games. And there aren't that many NFL teams that are unbeaten right now. I think half the league.